All right, we are back for another episode of the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. I'm excited you're here because we're talking about a topic about the difference between knowing versus experience versus mastery and how they apply to your online business and really just business in general. And we're going to dive into the different aspects on how you can be the most successful possible understanding these three things and how you can make the most out of this whole experience and really make a really successful business. I keep repeating myself, but really all three of these things come down to you being successful when you implement this understanding of these three things. So let's jump into the episode. Welcome to the Beauty Brand Launchpad. I'm your host, Mark Kaiser, aka Mr. Mags, and here we're diving deep with tangible tips, tricks, and mindsets to take your beauty business to the next level so you can stop trading your time for money and start building your future. Because I truly believe that once you've equipped yourself with the knowledge of what's possible for your beauty brand and the steps of how to get there, it's just a matter of finding the path that best aligns with you. So come join me as we go through this journey together and have this be the launch pad for the beauty business of your dreams. So like I was saying in the beginning of this episode, we're talking about knowing versus experience versus mastery. And really, these are the different phases of skill and power. Because I posted an Instagram reel, a TikTok about this, talking about how so often we talk about how you know something. Like, I know this. I'm putting "I know" in quotes if you can't see me at the moment. But we always talk about how we know things. You know, we watch something on TikTok or someone tells us to do something and we've heard it before and we're like, I know that. Yeah, I know that, obviously. Like, and you kind of move on to the next thing. Your brain automatically discards it once you say, I know. But in this TikTok that I was talking about, in this reel, I was talking about how if you truly knew something, then you'd actually apply it. Like, we know so many of these things, but we don't actually put them into action. I know I should be eating more vegetables. I know I should be having a salad, but I'm constantly dousing my sandwich in Chick-fil-A sauce. That's the example I gave in the video, if you've seen it before. It's probably not as funny the second time, but you know, I'm doing these things that I know aren't necessarily healthy. Like, I know that, like conceptually, I understand the concept that I should be doing these things to be healthier, but do we find ourselves doing these things? No, right? And so if we truly knew something, we would apply it, is basically the whole concept. And I wanted to kind of take that a step further in this podcast episode, because I feel like there's a lot of value in the different phases and the journey from going from knowing to experience to mastery, because this is a crucial part of the journey. And it's crucial because it doesn't happen on the sidelines. This knowing and experience and mastery can't happen from you watching TikTok. It can't help. Can't happen from you going through a course or going through a coaching program and not applying anything. Like, you can't do it from the sidelines. You have to get in there. You have to get your feet wet. You have to experience it for yourself, right? You haven't experienced what Australia is like just by watching The Crocodile Hunter just because you watched it on TV. You truly experience it by being there and feeling the humidity and the heat and the warmth and the water and experiencing the people and the animals and how it feels. You visually experience it, right? Where you just watching it on TV, you're just getting, you know, just one of the snippets that our senses, you know, truly experience the world through. I don't know why I chose Australia or The Crocodile Hunter, but it just popped up. And so I want to talk about these different phases. And we already talked about how knowing something on a intellectual level is one thing. That's the first step. And really, that's the first step for us to get going. We need to have this knowing aspect. We need some sense of direction. We need some clarity on where we're going. And so having at least a fuzzy knowing of what direction we want to go, say you want to do a group coaching program, or you have an idea for launching a course on this specific topic. You're like, I think I would talk about these different things. I think it'd be really successful, right? Like, that's a knowing. It's coming from a hypothesis and being willing to test it out is really what it is. And you're like, okay, I've got this vague idea of where I want to go. Let's start taking those steps, because your clarity isn't going to increase again from the sidelines. You have to take those steps, and each step you take, things are going to become more and more clear, and you adjust and you maybe step a little bit to the left or a little bit to the right, or maybe you pick up your pace at which you're walking, and maybe you start getting some really good momentum and good success, and you see things are working, and that walk begins up and you're power walking now, and you're like, oh, I'm making movements, and that leads to a jog, and then you're full out running and sprinting, and you're going full speed ahead because you have had so much, you know, wins behind your back. But that doesn't happen from the sidelines, and that it takes that knowing from it, going from there to experience. And really, it just makes me think about my whole journey with this whole online course thing and starting a business for myself and coming out from behind the scenes, helping Maggie with her online courses and me becoming the brand. This was such a journey for me. And it was such like a personal growth journey is really the best way to put it. Because when you're behind the scenes and someone else is being the face of the brand, for example, like in our situation, it was easy for me to just be like, Maggie, show up, do this, Maggie, do this. We need this thing, right? And I could just be behind the scenes. I wasn't putting myself out there. I was just working in my little corner, you know, creating these different things, and it was successful and we worked well together in that aspect. But like on the surface, I knew what it was like to be the face of the brand. I knew what it was like to build up a social media following. I knew conceptually what it was to connect with people and have these relationships and different things like that. Like conceptually, I knew these things, but it wasn't until me putting myself out there and experiencing how hard it is and the effort that it takes and how it's easier. It looks easier than it actually is. I don't know if you've experienced that as well. You're like, oh, I could be an actor. Like, that's easy. Like, they've got the easiest job in the world. And then the camera starts rolling in. You're like, well, and then you start getting stiff and robotic. And you're like, okay, actually, acting is kind of hard to make it believable and get people bought in and not completely laugh at your dramatic performance, right? And so it was the same experience for me when it was coming to being the face of the brand and building up your brand and doing it from scratch and doing it in a way that's authentic to you. Like, there were so many things that I had to get past, so many limiting beliefs and so many things that I didn't realize, like including bad habits and how I approach things and whatever else. Like, it was so many things I had to shed and let go, and so many different ways I had to put myself out there. And I'm sure you can relate with this. Like, putting yourself out there is scary. You know, creating that content is scary. Listening to your voice can be irritating. And you can, you know, look at yourself and listen to yourself. You're like, man, I don't really like how I sound, or I don't like the expressions I make. Like, that was a dumb face. Like, then we just start getting hypercritical of ourselves, and that's a complete spiral. Which leads me to another little tangent here is, was last night I was scrolling on TikTok so I've got like a personal TikTok and then a business TikTok, and I just kind of keep them separate for whatever reason, because I've fine-tuned the algorithm on my personal feed to let me decompress and just consume content that's not necessarily business related. But I follow myself, my personal TikTok follows my business TikTok. So anytime I post a new video, it'll pop up pretty quickly. And so I had recently posted a new TikTok and my video popped up, and I don't know, I was just possibly in one of those moods and I was listening to myself and watching myself. I'm like, man, I don't know if I'm very engaging, or I don't know if I'm like, is it hard for me to watch myself? Like, I started asking all these questions and completely spiraling, not in like a bad way necessarily. Like, I knew I was just giving myself a hard time, and just, it wasn't super serious. And so I was just joking around with it with Maggie. And so she jumped on her story, and it's just funny. If you saw it, it was great. And she put up a poll basically like, hey, is Mark annoying? Like, do you hate his voice? Do you hate the way he looks? Like, this whole thing. And she let people vote, and it was a complete joke. But what was cool is that this was unexpected. I'll say that first and foremost, but people were reaching out to her in the DMs and be like, no, I actually was part of his live training, and I feel like he's really engaging and he's easy to talk to. I love his content and whatever else. People were like genuinely nice. I'm like, man, you guys are awesome. Like, I wasn't expecting that. I wasn't fishing for compliments by any means. We were just being dumb and goofy, but you know, people came up, they came out of the woodwork and they showed their appreciation, which was great. Like, thank you. If you're one of those people who voted, or you reached out to Maggie on her Instagram and said that I wasn't annoying and that you enjoyed this podcast or whatever else, like, thank you. Honestly, thank you. Like, that is a very genuine thing, and I don't take that lightly, so I appreciate that. But I just thought it was funny that, you know, it's easy for us to be hypercritical of ourselves, and it's easy to think like, man, I can't stand my voice. I don't like the way I look. We're always so critical of ourselves. But to someone else, like, your stuff is great. Like, they really connect with you. They like how authentic that you are. They like the way that you think about things and approach things. Like, that's what makes this entire experience and social media. That's what makes it enjoyable, is having these different outlooks and having the different perspectives and the way they approach things and your personality. Like, that's what we want, you know. Like, for a little bit there, it felt like social media was getting away from actual connection, and it was more just like, I don't know, it just didn't feel right. But I feel like it's shifting again, because people are genuinely wanting that connection. It was hard in 2020 and 2021 when things were pretty locked down and uncertain and different things like that. And so we got away from having that face-to-face connection. And so people are slowly getting back into that, it feels like, but they're still wanting that connection ultimately. And that's why we're on social media in the first place, is because we want to connect with people ultimately. And yeah, we want to be entertained too. Like, it's all of the above. But, you know, putting yourself out there, you're really not going to know what it's like until you've experienced it. And like I was saying, there were so many things that I had to get past and so many things that were stopping me from being successful. And I was just getting in my own way because I had all these limiting beliefs and I had bad habits, honestly, like bad habits that I just recently, like, I've been whittling away at them, like chunk by chunk by chunk. And I'm finally, you know, a year and a half, I'm finally getting those, like, to a point where I can be consistent and start showing up in a way that's good and is providing value and pushing us forward and really making progress consistently. Because I wasn't consistent at all because of all these limiting beliefs, because of letting my expectations dictate how I showed up or my motivation or these different things, right? Like, you don't realize all these things that could be stopping you from moving forward until you put yourself out there and you start experiencing them for yourselves. And, you know, you launch that first course and you go through that process. And for a lot of, like, my students especially, they're like, oh, it wasn't nearly as bad as I thought. But also, you're going to learn a lot about yourself in different ways. And maybe you don't have a launch that's super successful. So you're going to figure out real quick, how did you feel during that launch? How did you show up? How did you show up after the fact? Like, how long did you let yourself, you know, throw a pity party before you were like, okay, well, we learned from this, let's move forward. Like, did you give up completely, or did you keep going, right? These different things, like, it shows us who we really are and the resilience that we built up and the type of, you know, our character in a different way. And, you know, I've learned to build that up over time. And the more I do this, the more that I show up, the more that I go through these different experiences and I launch my programs and I tweak and I test and I do everything else, the more experience I'm gaining, but also the more that I'm learning to let go, which is, I feel like, the biggest thing and the hardest thing for people is learning to let go and not trying to control every aspect. I think it's just a human ingrained thing for us to want to be in control, because it comes down to survival. Right? We want to survive. We want to make sure that we're taken care of. We want to have shelter. We want to have food. We want water. We want to not worry where our next paycheck is coming in, because these are our basic survival mechanisms. And so by going through these different processes, I've been working and meditating and all these different things and trying to get myself to let go. Because the more that we let go of expectations and thinking that things have to work out in this certain way that we've come up with in our heads, and if it doesn't go perfectly according to plan and we spiral, like, that doesn't serve you. That doesn't help you move forward, because that's just not how life works, right? We can plan and plan and plan, but, you know, things hardly go perfectly to plan. It's very, very rare in my experience. Maybe you're lucky and you have a completely different experience from me, but it's rare for things to go perfectly to plan. Like, I haven't experienced that at all. And so if we can kind of come in with that expectation and be like, okay, this is what I'm hoping for. This is what I'm moving towards. I feel like I've done everything that I need to reach this level. And these are the results that I'm hoping to get. Yeah. Hopefully you can get there based off of, like, the different coaching and your experience and different things like that you can kind of get a pretty good idea of how things are going to work out, but they're never going to work out perfectly according to plan. So be willing to pivot and move and adjust and keep going, because that's just how it works. And you only understand that through experience, by putting yourself out there. And what ultimately happens is, the more that you gain this experience, say, you know, the more that you understand your audience, right? Like, you can have an idea. You're like, I think my audience is struggling with this. but you're not going to know until you put something out there, a piece of content talking about their struggles. And then based on their reaction and the comments and the engagement and things like that, the more that you do that, the more experience you get and the more feedback you get. And they're like, yeah, I'm actually feeling like this, you know, and the more that you do that, that eventually leads to mastery, and you have a mastery over your audience and understanding their needs and their struggles. So you can show up in a way that provides even more value. You see how this works? Like it's stepping stones, but you can't skip any of the steps to finally get to mastery. And the reason why we want to get to mastery is because people want to learn from the best. People want to know that when they're signing up for your online courses, for your programs, that they're learning from the number one person, and it's going to help them get the results quickly and easier than they were to do it on their own or with someone else. And so we have to build that mastery. We have to work and put in the hours and the repetitions and try and tweak and fail and get up again. Because that's the only way that we're going to get to that mastery level. And that's the only way that we can really, truly position ourselves as an authority and as an expert in our industry. Like there's variations, there's levels, there's grades to this. Like you can still be in an authority without a ton of experience. Like you can still have that authority based off of how quickly you've learned something and what you've learned at the time, but just keep building on that authority. And it's just like a muscle, like so often that we talk about in this podcast, that eventually that authority is going to grow. And then it just becomes an unquestionable authority. And then you become, you know, the number one person in your niche when it comes to the thing that you teach, because you've built a mastery around it. That's our goal, right? And so, you know, there's so many aspects in this. Like even when you go back to you getting into the industry, in the beauty industry, whatever you do, whether you do lashes or you do brows or permanent makeup and hair, whatever else, like when you're first getting into the industry, you felt like you had a pretty good idea. Like you knew conceptually, intellectually, you're like, yeah, well, like I get scissors, I style hair, we use chemicals to color their hair, we do these different things. You had a decent understanding and you went through beauty school, let's say, or hair school, and you got some hands-on work and you learned some theory and things like that. And so your knowing grew because you started getting a little bit more experience. And you're like, okay, I'm actually pretty good at this. Because because in beauty school, everyone thinks they're pretty good at everything. But then once you get out into the real world and really truly experience what it's like to build up your book of business and to put yourself out there and to have clients that complain and don't like the work that you're doing and how to, you know, communicate effectively and set proper expectations. Like all those things that you had to do to build up that skill set that you now have and that you're wanting to teach others, like it probably took years for you to get to this point. And you compare yourself to where you are now based off of that previous version of you that was just fresh out of school. Like you have such an appreciation for everything that you've learned. And you might be thinking to yourself like, oh man, I had no idea what it was going to be like. And if it was kind of rough getting to where you are now, you might be like, oh, if I knew what I was getting myself into, I probably wouldn't have started. But you're better for it because you went through that whole process. That's definitely my experience when it comes to creating my brand and doing these online courses. Like if I knew how mentally and emotionally draining this process would be, I might be like, ugh, is this the best option for me? Maybe I should consider something else. But I'm so glad that I went through this whole process because I'm a better person because of that. And I'm so glad to be able to be in this position to help my students and see their successes and see their wins and their growth and help them along in this journey. And it's great being able to connect with them on a deeper level because, you know, lately we've just doubled down on the group coaching side of things inside of Online Beauty Empire. And so we've been going strong every single week for 16, 17, maybe 18 weeks straight outside of like the holidays and things like that. And it's been awesome because I feel like I'm developing a true, genuine relationship with these students, and we're connecting and we're working together and we're celebrating wins. And, you know, I get to share what's working for me and they're sharing what's working as well. And it's like this symbiotic relationship that just feeds itself. It's very cool. And I love being able to have that opportunity. I just love being able to work with you guys. So like a little bit, this is my love letter to you guys and saying like, you guys are awesome. Like, I love the beauty industry so much because you guys, you know how to hustle, you know how to make things happen. And, you know, sure, there's going to be some times where you question yourself and you get in your own way because that's the human experience. But for the most part, you guys go for it. And I love that. And you're willing to put in the work to make it happen because you know that it gets results and you know that nothing's going to be handed to you. And I think I have a huge appreciation for you beauty professionals. I think you guys are amazing. So there's my love letter. I'm sending you guys love. You guys are amazing. And I love that you're taking the time out of your day to listen to this podcast. Like, that means the world to me. I know for some of you, I'm just some random guy with no actual experience, you know, working inside of the beauty industry. But I've seen a lot just through, you know, my wife and I, we work closely together. Like, we're a team through and through. And so being able to see and be along for the ride with her going through beauty school, becoming a master esthetician, building up her business, traveling all over the world, training others, which eventually led to her selling shirts and us doing an online course. And she's opening a salon. Like, she's done so many amazing things in such a short amount of time. And we've been able to work hand in hand on that. You know, I helped her out with her salon. I helped her out with these different things. I helped her out with her online courses. So I feel like I'm in the industry, even though I don't technically do services. Like, I feel like I've been there and I can appreciate what you guys are doing. And I just think it's awesome. So you guys are great. But really what I want you guys to know when it comes to this episode, and really what your biggest takeaway should be, is just that you can't play from the sidelines. You can't just stick in the know. You can't stay in the knowing aspect. You have to take those initial steps and you have to go through experiences over and over and over again. And you have to refine and reflect and pivot and change and build up your own frameworks and your own processes and your own unique methodologies. Because eventually, the more that you do that, the more that you become the master. You become the number one person in people's eyes because that's who they want to learn from. Like I said, like, that's the only way through it. Like, as much as, you know, we kind of expect things to be handed to us, like, we live in a world of instant gratification and we're not thinking 3 months down the road, 6 months down the road, 9 months down the road, whatever it is. Like, we just need to know that this is a journey and we need to appreciate that journey because what we're going to get on the other side is absolutely worth it. So might as well enjoy it while we're going through it, because the other thing is like the goalposts that we set for ourselves, they're constantly shifting. It's not like once we get to a certain point, we made it, right? It's always on to the next thing. So the more that we can appreciate the journey while we're in it, the more likely we're going to be to keep going and keep having these amazing experiences and keep learning from the experiences to get to that mastery level. And that mastery level is only going to rise and it's going to expand and it's going to open up so many opportunities for you. So that's my call to you. Like, let's make 2023 a year of mastery and let's double down on being consistent and going through these experiences and not playing from the sidelines. Because I promise you, if you do those things, this is it's going to make for a great year. And there's going to be ups and downs. It's going to be a roller coaster at times and you're going to question yourself. And there may be a lot of tears and wine and everything else like that. And that's okay. That's what makes life great, right? Like, the older I get, I'm getting old now, guys. I just turned 33 last month, so I'm a wise old man now. But the older I get, the more that I realize, like, without the hard times, without the times that are rough and you're questioning things and you're down, without those times, we wouldn't be able to appreciate the good times, the great times, the happy times, the laughter, the joy, the excitement, the wins, right? Because everything, this entire life experience is contrast. You can't have the light without the dark. That's just how it works. Like, we have to experience these things so we can truly appreciate the good times when we have them. And so remind yourself that if you are going through something right now that's hard and you're not happy with your situation, just know that nothing is permanent. Nothing is temporary. I mean, everything is temporary. And so we can get through this, but you just have to take those steps and you have to believe in yourself and know that if you keep doing what you're doing and going down the right path and moving forward and making the progress that you need to make, eventually you're going to get out of that point and you're going to have that success that you're looking for. It's just a matter of time and it's a matter of going through it. And don't compare yourself to others. Don't compare yourself to their journey and what they've gone through and what they're dealing with, because everyone's journey is different and it's a beautiful thing. You guys are great. I hope you enjoyed the rest of your week, depending on when you're listening to this. And we're going to keep this going, guys. We're making the year 2023 a year of showing up consistently so I can provide value. And so if you've enjoyed this podcast, make sure to leave a 5-star review. It makes a huge difference. I would really appreciate it. You guys are amazing. And I will see you in the next episode. See you later. Thank you for listening to the Beauty Brand Launchpad podcast. If you've enjoyed this episode, feel free to take a screenshot and share and tag me in your Instagram stories. And make sure you subscribe and leave a review. Every like, review, and share helps spread the Beauty Brand Launchpad message and is greatly appreciated. Thank you so much, and I'll see you on the next episode.